From Spark and Anvil and Pixelforge, this is Stipple in Chapter 1 of the Pixelforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced by Gemini 2.5. Stipple was a hedgehog tween with a coat of short, blunt quills, and each one was tipped with a slightly different shade of gray. When she got excited, her quills lifted like the bristles of a brush, revealing the tiny flecks of black and white underneath. From across the room, these tiny flecks packed so tight together that they read as one soft silver mist. That was her secret, and she wore it right on her back for anyone to see. In her paw, she carried a fat little stippling brush that stamped a scattered handful of pixels instead of just one. The brush always left a careful alternating checker pattern on the screen, which was the foundation of her entire method. She worked in the quietest corner of the Pixelforge studio, where the air always smelled of ozone and warm copper. Other artists had massive glowing boxes with thousands of vibrant colors, boasting names like Sunset Violet and Electric Lime. Stipple had a wooden box with only four colors inside, and sometimes when things were tight, she had even fewer. She preferred it that way, though the other artists in the studio found her tiny palette incredibly strange. "Watch," she would whisper to anyone who stopped to look, tapping two flat colors side by side on her screen. She placed one square of dark, then one square of light, repeating the pattern until it looked like a tiny chessboard. Then she would gently pull you back three paces so the sharp edges of the checkerboard melted into the air. Where there had been two flat colors, your eye now saw a third shade hovering between them. It was a color that wasn't in her wooden box at all, yet there it was, perfectly real. "That is dithering," Stipple said, her quills flattening with quiet pride as she smiled at her guest. "Two colors, scattered on purpose. Your eye does the blending, so I never actually have to make the in-between color myself. I just arrange the ones I already have, so your mind believes in it."
Stipple grew up in the blinding salt flats past the village, where the wind tasted of salt and the ground cracked underfoot. Her family were weavers, but they did not work with wool. They were light weavers, turning the bright sun into cool shade. They made sunshades for the market stalls out of two threads only, using a pale reed and a dark reed. They never used expensive dyes, because dye was dear in the flats, and the reeds were entirely free. A single pale reed looked like dry bone, and a single dark reed looked like wet mud. But her grandmother could cross them in a pattern so tight, the finished shade glowed with a warm, dusty rose. It was a beautiful color you couldn't find in either thread alone, no matter how hard you looked. Little Stipple used to press her nose right against the tight weave, hunting for that single rose-colored thread. Of course, there was never one there. "There is no rose in here, Nan," she would complain, squinting until her eyes watered. "There is rose in your eye," her grandmother said, tapping Stipple gently right between her eyebrows. "I only gave the light a reason to happen with two honest colors crossed close. That is all a third color ever is, when you are poor in thread, but rich in patience." Stipple never forgot the strange magic of hunting for a color that did not exist, yet was there anyway. She began carrying a small scrap of the sunshade pinned to her satchel like a badge. When other artists said her palette was too small to make anything beautiful, she just held up the scrap and smiled.
When Stipple turned 12, she walked the long white road to Pixelforge with her stippling brush and her four-color box. Her boots were white with dust, but her heart was light as she stood before the massive iron doors. Palette met her at the entrance, looking down at the small hedgehog with her sharp blue eyes. She asked the same question she asked every new artist who knocked. "What is dithering?" Stipple did not hesitate as she set her tiny wooden box on the stone step. "It is a trick that isn't a trick," Stipple said, looking up at the master. "You take two colors you already have and scatter them close together in a pattern. Your eye stops seeing two separate colors and starts seeing one new color in between.
I never make the new color myself. I just arrange the old one so it appears. Palette looked at the tiny four-color box, then at the pale and dark scrap pinned to Stipple's satchel. Most artists come here begging me for more colors, Palette said, her voice like dry paper. You came to show me you need fewer than you think. Fewer arranged better, Stipple agreed, nodding. Palette's stern face softened, and she pulled the heavy door open to let the young hedgehog inside.
Stipple's workshop was the smallest room in the studio, yet it was the one people crowded into most often. Today, a nervous otter kit named Sumi stood beside her work table, clutching a glowing canvas with both paws. On the canvas was a picture of a wide sky that had gone terribly wrong. Sumi had only a light blue and a dark blue in her palette. Where the two colors met, the sky broke in a hard, ugly line like a cracked plate. I want it to fade, Sumi said, her whiskers drooping with frustration. I want it to look soft, but I don't have the middle blues in my box. I just don't have enough. Stipple looked at the hard line on the canvas and smiled gently. Let us find out how much enough is, Stipple said, picking up her stippling brush. She leaned over the canvas, her quills rising slightly as she worked, right along the ugly seam. She did not add a new blue. Instead, she checkered the two blues Sumi already had. One light, one dark. One light, one dark. Thick at the top and thinning as it went down. Up close, it looked like a messy rash of blue dots, and Sumi winced. It looks ruined, Sumi whispered, taking a step back. Trust it, Stipple murmured, her voice calm. Now, step back with me. They walked backward together until they reached the door, and Stipple held Sumi's shoulder to keep her still. Look now, Stipple said. Sumi looked, and her breath caught as she saw the hard, ugly seam had completely vanished. The sky now slid from light to dark through a soft, speckled band that read as a perfect gradient. From 3 paces away, it seemed to contain every shade of blue in the world. Sumi's mouth fell open. Where did the middle blue come from? From your eyes, Stipple said, tapping Sumi gently, right between her eyebrows, and from the two blues you already had. You weren't short on color, Sumi. You were only short on arrangement. That is an easy thing to fix with patience instead of a bigger box. Stipple sat with the young otter and showed her the rules of the method. Keep the pattern perfectly even or else it will look like a rash, Stipple explained. Let the checker get denser where you want the dark to lean and thinner for the light. She taught her to zoom out often to check the effect from a distance. Dithering is a promise you make to a faraway eye, so you must check if the eye still believes you, she explained. And do not panic when it looks wrong up close, because the magic is a stepping back magic.
Later that evening, the studio grew quiet as the big glowing canvases dimmed one by one. The other artists packed up their brushes and went home, but Sumi lingered by Stipple's table. She traced the soft, speckled band of her mended sky with a single claw. I almost gave up today, Sumi admitted, her voice barely louder than a whisper. I thought I couldn't make anything beautiful because my box was so empty. Stipple sat down on the bench beside her, adjusting her quills so they lay flat and smooth. I know that small feeling very well, Stipple said, nudging her four-color box forward. I spent my whole childhood on the salt flats, hunting for a rose thread that didn't exist. Here is the secret nobody tells you. Almost nobody has all the colors. What they have is two honest colors and the patience to cross them close. You did that today, and you made a whole sky out of not enough. It turned out enough was hiding in the arrangement the whole time. Sumi looked at the small wooden box, then back at her soft, speckled sky. The tension in her little shoulders finally melted away with a quiet sigh of relief. Two colors scattered on purpose, Stipple said softly, her quills settling completely. Your eye makes the third. Isn't it a good feeling making more out of less?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Stipple. released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.